You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Welcome, welcome back, my friends, new and old. If you are new here, I'm so glad you found us. Welcome to Feed Your Wild. I'm your host, Vanessa Rodriguez, functional nutritionist, Akashic soul record reader, and intuitive nourishment guide. Today, we have an Akashic soul nourishment reading for you. For the month of August. Yes, we are in August already, 2021. And we are past the halfway point of this year. And it has been quite an interesting one. Definitely, I don't think has really settled from last year. Very different energies. But I see still on personal levels for people, and of course in the collective, lots of upheaval, change, especially foundational change, very tower-like energy here for those of you who follow and work with tarot. So these readings have really been an opportunity for me, in addition to those of you who tune in monthly, to get a little bit of insight into what's going on, or at least some direction or nourishment for the particular month. Now, again, if you're new here and you haven't listened to an Akashic Soul Nourishment reading before, I encourage you to check out other months. They aren't just relevant for that particular month. They are perennial. There's messages in there for everyone. And I also encourage you to learn more about the Akashic Records if you are familiar, not familiar. Either way, I lay it all out in my humble understanding and research and experience with the Akashic Records. So that's episode 56, Akashic Records 101. Accessing powerful soul messages for clarity, healing, and growth. I will have that link in the show notes for you. So you can access that episode by going to the show notes. And we are working on numbering the episodes so that they are easier to find. But if you want to do a quick search, you can simply search Feed Your Wild Podcast for Akashic Records 101, and it should pop up for you. These monthly readings are channeled intuitive readings that I receive from opening up the Akashic Records, and they're little pearls of wisdom and nourishment, guidance, information for us that are a part of this Feed Your Wild collective. So if you are new and you're listening for the first time, you're a part of this energy now. And if you're tuning into this particular episode, then there's something in here for you. These channeled readings can vary very differently, I'm sure, for those who have been listening for a while. You have kind of sensed the different voices that can come through. Some are very visual and metaphor-like, story-like, and others are very direct to the point and more like dictation. I never know what messages are going to come through, so I'm just as curious to find out each time, and I'm looking forward to sharing this one with you today. Before I jump into our reading, I do want to make an announcement that I am opening doors. Doors are already open for my private 90-day Akashic Intuitive Healing Mentorship for healers and practitioners. This is a 90-day accelerated mentorship program that assists you in developing your intuitive healing practice. We'll be incorporating Akashic Record training And working with the Akashic Records in a healing or practitioner capacity. This is a one-on-one mentorship, so there are very limited spots, and we will cover intuitive skills and foundational practices, complementary divination tools, fundamentals of developing an intuitive healing practice, such as energy hygiene and creating sacred space, how to work with your spirit guides and your team, the art of inquiry and questioning. This is so important. And I'll share my personal framework around how I work with clients in an intuitive and a clinical capacity, really bridging those two worlds together to work in a holistic way, incorporating spirit and energy with science and practicality. This is a customized mentorship, meaning this is not cookie cutter. While I have some fundamentals that we will be covering and you will be learning and being trained in working with the Akashic Records, we focus on what you most need and desire to learn, and we'll customize this program based on where you are at in your journey. So who is this program for? It's for beginner practitioners as well as seasoned healers, such as nurses, coaches, nutritionists, doctors, coaches, body workers, movement leaders, anyone who wants to really incorporate the intuitive arts, the Akashic Records, and a spiritual approach to the evolution of their work. You are here to be of service to the collective, to others. You are already doing some type of healing work or practitioner work, perhaps caretaking. And you already know that it is part of your path to begin to bridge these worlds and to incorporate your intuitive gifts, your spiritual connection and insights into the work that you do. I created this program because I was offering another 90-day program that was more around supporting one in their own health. So really diving deep into the health of the individual and the client that I'm working with. And what I have found is that most of my clients ended up being practitioners themselves or doing some sort of service and healing work. And I saw how intertwined their lives, their health were with their soul path and coming into the full expression of their voice and their gifts. So this particular program is focused in on specifically the work of practitioners, healers, and helpers. And yes, we can definitely support working with you on health matters or life matters that are connected in with your soul path. And that's why this is a customized mentorship. But this is really about empowering you to build your intuitive faculties and your capacity for holding space in a way that's really supportive for both you and those that you serve. This is not a marketing training program or a business development program, but of course, I am available to answer any questions from my personal experience, and we can always inquire with the Akashic Records on any business-related items for you too. So that can definitely be incorporated into the work, but just know the foundation of this program is not about building a business or creating a marketing plan, like those types of things. This is really about cultivating the intuitive skills and foundational practices and incorporating Akashic Records into your work. The mentorship begins this month. I will be taking some folks latest September and we'll be working together for 90 days. So spots are incredibly limited. I can only hold space for so many people. And we've already had a few apply. So if you are interested, highly, highly recommend you go to my website, wildlyrooted.com/intuitive healing mentorship. And there you will find out a lot more about this program and you can go ahead and apply. There is so much healing that is needed on these very deep levels, especially now more than ever. And there's so much in the conventional healthcare realms that is misaligned, and that all important spiritual and energetic component is missing. There's a huge gap in the healing process. And I know that if this resonates with you, if you're a practitioner, healer, helper, you understand this, you're in the trenches, in that model, and you want to bridge that spiritual with the scientific, the mystical with the practical, and ultimately to support others in awakening their inner healer, because that's really what it's all about. So if this sounds like the program for you, I encourage you to read more and apply. Again, all links are in the show notes, but you could go to wildlyrooted.com/intuitive healing mentorship. Okay, let us dive into this month's Akashic Soul Nourishment reading. And I'll just jump right into the channeled message. And then we'll come back and do a little integration afterward. Here we go. What is home? Home is everywhere and nowhere. This is the paradox that you live in. To be sure, this creates dissonance, and it is the basis for your longing. This was purposefully planned for this new era. Unfortunately, there are those that have taken advantage of this programming and used it for ill will. Now, there is no good or evil, only varying levels of consciousness. What you call evil is a consciousness so void of love that pain, fear, torment, and suffering are the basic vibrational set point, and all beings in this consciousness operate within the confines of this set point. All levels of consciousness wish to expand, one could say. Therefore, those that live in and out of pain seek to produce more of it. This does not happen at a human's conscious, rational level of mind, per se, but the consciousness that is guiding their vibrational set point will facilitate their reality. Just as those that live mostly in love naturally share and expand this, of course, there are many ways to move through varying levels of consciousness. And this, our dear ones, is where it gets complicated. Please know there are forces, mostly unseen, that have and continue to influence your vibrational set point. Many humans today are so disconnected from their own being, body, and essential self that it becomes challenging to discern an external force from one's own truth. Some have birthed into this reality with forces anchored to and influencing them from day one. This is why it is imperative to cultivate a deep connection with your essential self and the first step in the process of reclamation and the journey back home. Mother Earth is in a similar process. Fear not. The earth turns and tilts, Her steadiness amidst the massive change in the cosmos is a testament to her love for you and her commitment to establishing a cradle for the birthing of a new consciousness. This is a time of great change, not just upon your world, but for many beyond the veils of what you know and can imagine. The Earth, however, plays an interesting role in this larger process, and you, as her children, incarnate souls from all corners of the multiverse and multidimensional realities, are embodied to participate in one of the most challenging yet expanding of ways. Many who are incarnating now are not of this world. Entities and souls that may have never incarnated before, let alone as human. If you think things have gotten, quote, weird now, just wait for the next couple of generations. As new ways of feeling, perceiving, understanding, communicating, and processing are being revealed, new ways of relating energetically expanding, it will usher in a different era. We have mentioned to you before the new babes that are entering into this world and how they are different. They cannot be deceived and persuaded or dissuaded in the same way as those that came before them. While this may seem a far distance from your current reality and present challenges, you are in it for the long game. Meaning you have committed to lifetimes journeying in this realm. Whether you remember this or not is of no consequence. So, fear not. We understand this is easier said than experienced, and yet you have the capacity to decide and ultimately to develop the tools and practices necessary to facilitate the switch in your vibration. When you operate from a frequency of love and hope and joy, there are so many possibilities and answers that become available to you that are not attainable or perceivable at the frequency of fear. That alone is reason for cultivating a fierce diligence with regards to your energetic vibration. This month offers an opportunity to consciously engage with powerful frequencies that can serve to assist in the raising of one's own consciousness and work in a field of energy that opens up memory banks long held dormant. August 8, known as the Lion's Gate, is the peak of this transmission, but many will be feeling this energy before and after this date. Pay particular attention to your dream time for how this influences you on a personal level. Round and round we go once again, this merry-go-round game, this spinning of the wheel of life where the roulette ball lands is not based on chance, but on your attention. To what do you most pay your attention? What is so seductive it has captured your focus? And are you engaging in a regenerative energetic exchange based in love or fear? Praying for someone is very different than worrying for them. Worry for another or for the self is like setting a sticky trap and pulling the energy of the subject to this sticky place. It is neither supportive nor conducive to helping in any way. It is more about the self than about the other, or the version of the self you desire to express. Mind your worry warts. We know this is difficult for many to hear, especially those with offspring and loved ones in challenging situations, or those with a history of trauma. For many, worry has become an automatic program played out in the nervous system. For those who find worry has become a default mode, utilize this special time and these energetic frequencies to connect with deeper aspects of yourself and divine love. Get support in releasing of this patterning in whatever ways resonate most with you. Fear not, worry not. Here are some ways to engage with this energy, especially in the first 2 weeks of August. Playing in the rain, bodies of water, and bathing. The water will support you in the releasing of energies, as well as reprogramming with higher frequency codes. Connecting with animals. They easily engage with cosmic energetic exchanges and can reset your nervous system and vibration through touch and their presence. Please note, this may not be fully true for animals that have absorbed and played out the neuroses and trauma of human relatives. Treat your sleep and dream time as sacred. Create a ritual before bed, communing with soothing herbs if you are called, avoiding artificial lighting and devices for a few hours prior to sleep, connecting with the dark night sky and Sirius, the bright star that will be accompanying you. We recommend placing a journal or recording device to record your dreams. Candle gazing. Working with the gentle fire energy, softly gaze at a flame and allow the soft power of fire to infuse your energy body with its creative energy and open up to any messages that come through in this communion. Dear ones, remember to stay rooted in love as you engage with others, especially so if they challenge you in any way. Bless them in or bless them away. Always rest in your power. And that was our reading for August 2021. All right, so I just want to break this one down a little bit. I think with every reading that we receive, there's always something in it that, you know, kind of even feels a little uncomfortable for me to share and to express, because I know that there are such varying views. There's a lot of dogma and, quite frankly, belief systems that, especially now, can, when challenged, incite a lot of anger and righteousness or pain. And of course, this is not what I strive for in sharing these readings. So anytime the reading kind of pushes me to my own edge, it forces me to really look at that within myself. So I trust the process. And I just wanted to share that with you because I think that sometimes we can tune in and listen to something and find that it triggers us in some way, or that we don't necessarily agree with that. And that's absolutely okay. I really encourage that you bring your discernment muscle with you. And when you're listening to whether it's these readings or any other intuitive reading or sharings from others, is that you always cross-check with your inner truth and your guidance system. So that's always, always number one. But secondarily, I always encourage people to stay open. You know, we might have our predispositions, we might have our beliefs, but we can maintain a level of openness for more beyond what we know to be true. And I encourage you to do that in the listening of these readings. What struck me here is this connection between what you could say our dark night of the soul collectively and personally that we're experiencing, and really challenging and expansive experiences, especially over the past few years, and how they are reflected in Mother Earth's journey. And really in the context of change that is beyond just our world. And of course, we live in our world. We are conditioned to believe that there isn't other life aside from us, although I feel that there's a lot of hubris in that, to imagine out of all of space, like, we are the only living beings, I think is pretty ridiculous. But I don't want to insult you if that's your belief. But really bringing in this larger cosmic perspective on change that is happening, and we are just sort of this one aspect of this greater shift that is happening all around us. Our guides bring up the unseen forces and ways that we can really begin to utilize this particular time and month and the Lion's Gate portal for reconnection to our bodies, to our essential selves, and to assist us in raising our levels of consciousness. It's also worthy to note that on August 8th, Lion's Gate, there is also a new moon in Leo, speaking of the lion. So lots of powerful portal energy happening there, and definitely one to take advantage of in the ways that our guides are sharing. And I'm appreciative for some of those practical ways of tuning in. And the beauty is they're all free, right? And the best things in life are free. So I encourage you to maybe engage with one, if not more, of them, and to bring an increased level of awareness around the patternings of your thought processes. So they mentioned worrying, and I know that I can definitely have a default mode that goes to worry, especially in this time. And, you know, I have had my father, who not too long ago had a heart attack. I have lots of friends and family and clients that are experiencing health challenges in this time, connected to or not connected to COVID. And I'm also witnessing what, you know, incites a lot of fear or worry in me around the degradation of our sovereignty and our health and body freedom. With all that said, the first steps, as our guides had mentioned, is to really cultivate that discernment through connection with one's self. And so I hope that this month, perhaps there's more intention for you to do so in whatever way feels good. And through that connection with our essential selves, may our hearts and eyes be opened, ready to face whatever is coming our way. I'd love to hear how this reading resonated with you and any reflections. You can always reach out to me on Instagram. My handle is @wildlyrooted. And again, for those of you who are practitioners, healers, helpers, caretakers, and you're interested in learning more about the 90-day mentorship and the Akashic Records, please check out the website and apply. With that, I'm sending all of you so many blessings and love, and stay tuned for next week when we dive into the Lion's Gate portal, this new moon in Leo, and other fun updates I have for you that I can't wait to share. Much love. Until next time. Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.